Blog Talk Radio.
Ken,
what do you say, Reverend Pinkney?
You got it. How's everything?
Not too bad. Hey, how many people we have on right now?
18.
Let me wait till we get some more on, because on that picture of that, when they took that black guy in a motorized wheelchair, they slammed his, they turned his wheelchair over and three cops beat him up.
Yeah.
Mr. Farrakhan had a note on our, that please call this number and ask them what they're going to do about them three cops. And I want to give that number out, and I expect every TI to call the New York police and ask them.
Okay.
Why are they being brutal? He even put his number out there, Reverend Pinkney.
Mm-hmm. Which number is that?
A 6,000 number, 773-324-6000.
Oh, okay.
But we don't need to call him. We just need to call the police department.
Absolutely.
You know, there's no need bothering him, but we should, everybody, like when we get 30 or 40 on the line that, every one of them tomorrow in the morning should be calling it and ask them.
And then also they should be sending it out to their list so they can call too.
Right, exactly.
I think we need to learn how to network just a little bit better.
Because, you know, every issue is our issue. We're not going to solve our issue till we solve some of the rest of them go right along with ours.
That's right. You know, that's the only way we're going to get stronger. You know,
exactly.
And then people stop believing that this stuff really exists.
Right.
So
we got to stand up and be heard, and we got to help other people, because we're asking Minister Farrakhan to help us. So here's an opportunity for us to help him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then we're about to get him on the show too. We're gonna see if he's gonna be on our Sunday show. We already sent the email to him.
That's great. Did you see that clip I sent over?
Yeah.
So you probably seen his message right on that clip, right?
I didn't see that part. Maybe I didn't watch it all the way.
He had it right on there, right on that clip, that when there's kick, they threw the wheelchair on the side, threw him out, maced him, and was kicking him and everything else. And the guy's in a damn wheelchair, a motorized wheelchair.
Okay. We got 39 people online so far.
Okay, so you want me to go ahead and give the number out then?
First of all, tell them what happened. Didn't get a number out.
Okay, there was a black guy in a motorized wheelchair. I don't know what he done, but it doesn't matter what he done. If a guy's in a wheelchair and the cops ain't got enough restraint to tell him, hey, don't be doing it again or whatever he did. I didn't see what he did, but anyway, they threw his wheelchair on the side, dumped him out of it, started pepper spraying him, then kicking him in the head and everything else, and some people were videotaping it. So Mr. Farrakhan come out on that video and put a deal on it, calling all Muslims to help us out here. This is a brother. So he put the phone numbers on it. It's 585-428-7131. And everybody should...
Go ahead.
Everybody should email that number all around. We should try to get 500 people calling that police station. Ask them what's going to be done with these three policemen that's brutalizing people in wheelchairs.
Okay.
But I will be calling in the morning myself.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to call. So you will talk after the show, and then I'll make sure I get it out and get an email out on it also. So we can deal with it just on that level and just take it from there. Okay, well, we'll get back to that in a second. Gloria, are you there?
Yes, I am, Reverend Pinckney.
How you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Uh-huh. Sounds interesting. Listen, tell us some of the can you read back some of the notes that we had last week?
Yes, from last week, that was May 2nd.
Yes.
You discussed going to a university. I didn't get the name of the university.
Ohio State.
All right. And you spoke with about 500 people, and you discussed with them TIs, but you didn't have any DVDs to hand them, to hand out. But you will be going to New York, and I think Pace University, and you will have DVDs at that time. And you discussed with Danny Glover.
Glover, right.
And you will send him a packet along with some DVDs about the plight of the TIs. And you were scheduled to see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on Tuesday. And then Khalifa Ali, she discussed using the word top secret. And those were our notes from last week.
And very, very, very good. I did get that opportunity on Tuesday to meet with the minister. We had a tremendous conversation. 45 minutes of the conversation was just me, the way we talk. And the last 15 minutes was about TIs. I did ask him, would he please just mention target individuals in one of his speeches, and he didn't say yes, and he did not say no. So that was the good part. Also, I sent him an email today. One of his Muslim brothers stopped by the house, and he told me, matter of fact, after we had the meeting, Thomas Muhammad spoke with me. After they wanted me to come to Chicago this weekend, but I couldn't make it this weekend. One of the reasons, on Sunday, we have our show, and I couldn't do it there, and we was going to be in this restaurant, so I couldn't make it that. But here's the good news. We got the opportunity. It's a strong possibility that he may be on our show Sunday the 18th. So I'm shooting for the 18th. I don't know whether he will or he won't. I sent him the email today, and whether he do it or not, you know, it's good that if he don't, he know that the TIs are out here, and we want him to talk about it. So that's a good thing. So far, I think we're betting 1,000. I think that he will, but I don't know. We'll see. Let's put it that way. I don't want to say go over the limb and say he will and didn't. Then somehow he don't. But I know if he don't, it's got to be a reason other than that. So we'll know about that. But number two, also in reference to Danny Glover, he's going to be in Benton Harbor October the 2nd. And what I want to do, I want the TIs to come. And what we'll do, we'll set up maybe a meeting with him. And just the TIs, maybe for 1 hour to discuss TI business. He's coming here for a dinner. I'm hoping that some of the people that are TIs will come to the dinner. The dinner will be $50. So those of you who are out there, I know all the TIs can't afford $50, but you know it'll be good to come. And also you support my organization, Banco, and you also get a chance that maybe we get lucky. I shouldn't say maybe we get blessed. And he might decide to take on this test and maybe make a movie about it. I think it would be a good deal. I think it would be a tremendous deal. That's what I'm shooting for, that maybe he would make a movie in reference to the TIs, because I think I can't think of a better way of getting the word out about the TIs than having a movie. And I can't say he will, and I can't say he won't. But the only thing we can do is try. If you don't try, you can't do nothing but blame yourself. So
that's
a good thing. Here,
I saw a picture of Lynn Stewart today in the American Free Press.
Okay.
And they were talking about releasing her.
Yes.
And how she was falsely imprisoned.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that would be a major victory for her, because when she get out, I know she'll be talking about the T.I.s. Even if she's on her last leg, she'll still be talking about the T.I. But then this is what we're going to do. I'm going to be in New York on the 7th, 8th, and 9th. I'm going to be at Pace University. Next year, now this is, you know, it's a year away, but we have a whole year to have our very own forum event where we invite TIs, all TIs to this place. I don't know how many TIs we'll be able to get to come to New York. And we'll have a class. And we can have it, like, we can have it for 2 days. We can have it at, you know, certain time from 3 to 5 on one day and maybe 2 to 5 on the next day. Whatever it is, we can do it. But I think that's what we're going to plan on doing. We plan on and bringing all the TIs from all over the country to this forum, so then we can sit down and plan a little bit more, and then we can talk about these the TIs and find out exactly who they are and what's happening to them, so everybody will know. And then there's going to be other people who want to know about the TIs. So it's going to be I think it's going to be a big deal. I think that if we got a whole year to plan it, and it's going to be in New York, it's going to be at Pace University. I don't know what time of the year. Last year I was there in February. This year I'll be there in June. So I don't know what time of the year they have it. Whatever time of the year, we're gonna make sure we reserve a classroom, which will probably hold maybe 100-something folks or more, and let's see what happens. And that way we get a chance to really get it out, because if we do what we're supposed to do, then it's going to be over 4,000 people there. So these people will get a chance to hear exactly where we're at and what we need to do and what we're talking about. So I think that would be a major thing. So so far what I'm doing now, we're trying to get the word out. The more we get the word out, the more people listening, more people talking, more people believing, I think there are things that we can do. So we have to stay focused and do not get sidetracked. And I'm not making all these big promises that we can do this and we do that. I only can do what I do. I can't do what you do, and most likely you can't do what I do. But we put this thing together and do it the right way, we can be successful. And I'm looking forward to actually really getting out here, really doing something, really making sure that we're doing the things that we need to do, and get the word out about the TIs. My goal is to make sure people understand that when we talk about TIs, we're talking about people who are being targeted by the government. And that's what I'll do. When we get to Pace University, that's what we're going to be talking about. Nothing other than that. Okay? So this is what we're going to do. Gloria, what we need from you, we're going to need probably Since you're close to where we're going to be, let's wait though. We'll tackle that last. But first thing we got to do, we're hoping that the minister come on the show on the 18th. There's no guarantee that he's going to be there, but we're asking, okay? So I don't want to tell people he's going to be there and don't be there.
Excuse me, Reverend Pinckney. I got to remind you of something very important that you. You know, you brought to my attention. You talked about you was getting ready to report, and you was informing the TI community that we about to switch up the strategy. We not coming out just with talking about TIs. Now, could you elaborate with the TIs on that, Reverend Pinckney?
Absolutely. What we're going to do, we're going to be dealing with other people's issues also. Whatever issues they may have, we are going to be dealing with that so they can come and join our fight. In order for the TIs to actually get bigger, we got to start doing more than just concentrating on the TI, being a TI and fighting our battle. What we're going to do, we're going to join other people so they can join our battle. We join them, they join us. And that's how I look at it. And then that way we'll learn how to fight together and get more people involved. And number two, which is even more important than anything else, We are not going to be out here fighting with each other. We got a bigger goose to cook. And the only way we're going to do it, we're going to have to be able to do it together. Until we're able to do it together, it's going to continue just this way. I'm not out here just spinning my wheels. And I'm not getting paid not one single dime to do this. I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do. And on that note, that's what I'm going to do. Here's what we're going to do. We got Gloria going to be our secretary. She's got all the notes that she takes and stuff like that. She'll read them back. She'll be the first one to talk every week that we have our meeting. Number two, what we need to do, we need to start saving up dollars to go to Washington, D.C. I had planned for June when I get back from Pace University. I'm planning for June, but it is not in stone yet. Or we don't know what they might say or what they might do. I want to make sure that we meet with at least 3 to 4. But if we only can meet with 1 or 2, we'll do that too. So, but the key is that we have to meet with the Senate or the House, either one. If we get anybody to listen to us, which they definitely want to do it right now, then we have to get out there and do it. So that's where we at right now. Like I said, we done got 15, 16 replies back and 4 letters. When you get a letter back, it's no good. That means that they don't want to have nothing to do with you. They send you a patent letter with a stamp on it. That means but what we still do, we're going to call them. We're going to do a phone blitz when we get ready to go. All the ones who didn't return a letter or return a call. We got plans, and this is for the TIs. You're gonna have to get out there and start doing things. You're gonna have to stop sitting around here moping that they doing this to me. They microwave me, whatever they might be doing to you. You're gonna have to get out that house and start doing things, passing out DVDs, passing out letters. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna flood the communities with letters and DVDs. Even if a person don't want it, if they want to make a flying saucer out of the DVD, you give it to them, put them in their hands. If you have a letter, we're going to put it in their hands. And if what we're going to do, we're going to make the letter short and sweet. I like that one letter that Ken had. Ken had that was a tremendous piece of information. And I think that should be going out. I mean, that should be a door opener for everybody. So those of you out there who believe that they don't want to be part of that, it's okay. You know, we won't be mad at you. But everybody who's going to be part of it is going to be working. We're going to make sure that every single person is doing something. And if there's a fight among us, let me settle the fight. That's how I'll do. So that way that they won't be mad at you, they can be mad at me. So that's all right with me. I can deal with that. So this is where we at. Now, the first thing that we're going to talk about is that, Gloria, do you have anything else you need to read?
No, that's it.
That's it.
Ken,
do you have something that you want us to read?
No, you know what? I'd like to give my address out because somebody called me today and want my address. Let me get it out to everybody. And I'll keep records of what I get in, who sent it.
Okay.
If they want to send money and I'll put it in the bank till we need it to do something, then we'll discuss it and we'll release it. But if you send me money, make sure you put a phone number so I can call you back in case I don't get it, because they do mess with our mail. So if you send $10, $20, whatever you send, put a phone number. I'll call you and tell you I got it. That way we don't have any discrepancy, because I'm going to keep records of it. So I'll give out my address if anybody wants. That's up to y'all. But we're going to have to be getting some money together because we can't keep operating on nothing.
Absolutely.
It's Ken Rhodes, 20836 Hall Road, that's H-A-L-L, Hall Road, Clinton Township, Michigan, 48038. I had one person call me today and say that they were going to send whatever they're going to send. I'll keep a tablet, and we'll keep record of it and what we got.
Absolutely. And what we're going to do, we're going to keep it rolling because we're going to Washington. There are things that we need to do. When Danny Glover comes here, people are going to want to come here, and we're going to need to make sure that we have the finance to do what we need to do. So we're going to build something and keep it moving and make sure that everybody's doing the thing that they need to do in order to make this thing happen. Because I know that, you know, if we work together, we can be successful. So I'm feeling good about it. I'm so far I think we're right on point, and I believe now this is what I believe. I believe if we work together, we'll win this thing. So those of you who are out there who believe that they can do it, let's do it. So on that note,
Reverend Pinckney.
Yes,
Reverend Pinckney.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I wanted to just share with everybody on the phone that know that this is wrong done to us. We are people of war crimes as well as TIs because this is military technology. And Minister Farrakhan put it in a final call, the latest final call, and he quoted President Obama's exact words. He's fighting with the other country, which is Iran, and some scientists claim that they had some type of gases, chemicals in Syria that the Syrian government was using on the Syrian citizens. And you excuse me how I'm articulating my language because right now they're trying to shut me up. And this is what they do with this mind control. They try to stop you from speaking out what you're saying. But anyway, I'm fighting out what I'm saying because they're trying to stop me. Syria is being under an attack because Obama's stating that he have to go over there and send American troops over there to protect the citizens from chemical agents being used on Syrian citizens. So what we can do with that, his exact words, why he going over and meddling in other foreign countries' citizens' affairs, we can use his exact words that his interest is to protect other countries and not care anything about the United States citizens. This is biochemical wars affair they're using on our bodies. So if he's over there willing to protect other citizens, the Syrian citizens, then what about us? He know about this technology, and if he's willing to protect other nations and other countries, then this is what we have to hold him accountable for protecting us. Why you want to protect other countries and you want to leave the citizen here to be attacked? What is the difference in you protecting them? What is your real interest to so-called protect them, to disarm their nations? And Minister Farrakhan said it's to put them to take over the country for this new world order, to demobilize the leaders so they can send a CIA operatives to take over the country. And we want to use his exact words so to show that this is the exact same thing. If he comes in noble principle, why is he allowing us to be attacked over here? And he got to take care of home first if he want to protect anybody.
And
thank
you're
you for
right.
allowing me to share. So
yeah,
we need to use his exact words against him when we address this issue.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we want to make sure that we're all on the same page too. And the language is very, very important. So, and once again, we go back to the term COINTELPRO. We go back to words like that. So once we say COINTELPRO, we know that's a FBI thing, and people can affiliate with that. Because that's one of the things that I was talking about earlier on the phone, and I was telling people about this stuff actually exists, and it's under the COINTELPRO that they've been using for years. And they said, well, it might even be CIA. I said, it's a possibility. They say it might be the federal, you know, it could be anything. Yes, it can, but we know that it's part of what they're doing. That's the most important thing. That we need
Rather Pinckney, I want to share with you. I'm going to help you connect those dots. It is COINTELPRO, but the 1950 CIA COINTELPRO. When they put them two together, they cannot deny the MK Ultra. The MK Ultra dealt with how the government could best control the minds of the people.
Okay. That's excellent.
And it was busted. They got busted for it. They were supposed to terminate it. But only difference is they went underground and did everything wireless by putting tracking device technologies in the people's body and picking up their brainwave functions.
Okay. All right. Well, that's where we at. But the most important thing that we can talk about is that we got to stay together and do the things that need to be done.
Mm-hmm. Reverend Pinckney, how many people do we have on right now?
64.
Let me get that number out again.
Yeah, okay, you can get that number out again. Then I got to go to a hair. I got to bring on at 7 o'clock. So go right ahead.
Okay, today Reverend Farrakhan, there's a video clip out on the internet about a black guy that they throwed him out of his wheelchair, throwed his wheelchair over on the side. They pepper sprayed him and kicked him and everything else. And Reverend Minister Farrakhan asked people to call the New York Police Department and ask them, what are they going to do to these three policemen that did that? And the number is 585-428-7131. And I expect everybody to call and put it on your emails and get other people to call.
Yeah, and you know, and that's important because we're going to start working together with other people to get this thing done. The bigger we are, the stronger we are. So the biggest thing that we can do, the number one thing, we are not going to fight with each other. I don't care what the situation calls for, we will not fight with each other. Because that's the first thing they want to do. Once we start fighting with each other, they have a way to neutralize us. So we're trying to stay strong. I'm going to reach out to Ed Asner. Out there in Los Angeles. I'm going to reach out to him. He's a very, very strong supporter of mine. I'm going to see, can I get them to start talking about this and get other people moving along to actually talk about this. I'm going to see what I can do. I can't make no big promises. I'm going to move mountains, but I'm going to do whatever I can to help. So that's my goal, and that's the best I can do. So you know how it goes.
Reverend Pinckney, can you open up Derek Line to see what he has to say?
At 7 o'clock, I got to bring on Ahar. All right, let me give him a few minutes. Okay, go right ahead.
1635.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Derek, are you there?
Oh, good evening, Reverend Pinckney. Good evening, everybody. Amy, how y'all doing?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Okay, great. Appreciate being here and listening to everything. And it sounds like Reverend Pinckney that you're getting it together.
Well, we're trying.
Okay. Well, Ed Addison would be, he would be a great asset to the program.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
And Ed Addison and Danny Glover.
Yeah. Well, we got Danny Glover already. So he's going to be here in the city of Benton Harbor on October the 5th. That's a done deal. Ed Asner, I'm reaching out to him. He's like, he always supported me for the last maybe 6-7 years. So, so he was going to, as he was going to cut, he was in Chicago and he invited me, but unfortunately I was in Washington, D.C. at that time. But what we want to do, we want to reach out to these movie stars, get get them to start talking about this stuff. So give us credibility. That's what I'm shooting for. Until we get credibility, we just out here. You see.
See that a lot of them are targeted, Reverend Pinckney, and there's a private investigator. His name is William Taylor.
Uh-huh.
Now he knows a lot of them. I don't know him personally, but I know Jimmy Walbert does. And he knows a lot of these celebrities personally that are targeted.
Mm-hmm.
However, a lot of them are afraid to come out and speak about this for afraid of their career. So there are a lot of celebrities that are also targeted. They target everybody.
Yeah,
I mean, the rich to poor, they target all elements of society. You know, it's rampant throughout society in all classes. So. There are a lot of celebrities that are targeted, and we just have to identify them, and hopefully they will be encouraged by our efforts to come forward. That's what we try. That's what you're trying to do, anyway.
And you know what? You're absolutely correct too. If I think that we can get us a team together that shows that we have credibility, and I think that would be one of the things that we can promote. Doing little things and working together with other organizations. There's a group out there in LA where you had called the Global Women. They're international. Those are my people out there. I love them, ladies. And they fight. These women are fight, and they'll fight for you. And they really fight for women. See, you know, people like Aileen and Gloria and Elvira and them, they would drop everything they're doing to come out and fight for them. So what we want to do, we want to build up credibility. And Derek, this is what I said earlier. I don't know whether you was on the line or not when I was telling everybody that everybody going to get out and do something. Mm-hmm. We're going to start putting out literature. We're going to start putting out DVDs. We're going to give them to people on the corner. And let's say we don't want to make it real long, we want to make it something short that they can read, something they can understand, and get them a DVD. And if they make a flying saucer out of the DVD, at least we gave it to them. See, and that's what I believe that we have to do. We have to get out here and start promoting it and letting people know who we are. So, right.
That's
so,
what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, but whatever it is, Derek, we're all working together, and there's no big eyes and little U's and stuff like that. We're all in this together, and that's the way we're gonna work it. And we're gonna stay together, and not allow people to come in and separate us. That would be the game plan.
Right. I think that is so important, Reverend Pinckney. You're right on point there, because we do need to make alliances, because. We cannot win this by ourselves.
No.
You know, we can form a coalition of people. And like you said, you know, we attend their events and they attend ours and back and forth like that. So
absolutely.
The more friends that we can make, you know, the better off we will be.
Absolutely. And one of the things there, too, that, you know, that like at all these events that we go to, most likely somebody would get a chance to speak. You see? And I think mm-hmm. that's how we have to do it. You know, we have to, when I was in L.A., I may have been the keynote speaker, but I made sure that the TIs be heard while I was there. Everywhere I go, you're going to hear something about a TI. You know, I don't care where, if I'm in church, you're going to hear about a TI. That's the way I'm going to do it. And then, and when I'm saying it, people have enough love and respect for me to say, well, if Pinckney is talking about it, then it must be true. That's what I want to get out there. I want people to start joining the bandwagon, just like when Ken came to our meeting and spoke. And those people, they're still talking about that. And that's how I think that people should be doing. Even when Danny Glover get here, I think mm-hmm. that what we'll do, we'll take an hour out, and then we just have an hour just for TIs, for him to talk to TIs. I think we'll do that. I think that's one way of dealing with this thing. And let's see what he says. You know, I can't promise that he's going to take it and make a movie or do whatever he's going to do, but if I say it, I believe he'll listen. So I'm believing that and standing on that.
Excellent. You know, it's you know, I so appreciate your efforts because what you're doing is the right thing to do because we do have to make alliances. We do have to reach out to other groups. And once we start doing that, then we will also pick up people that, such as yourself, that also can have will catch the vision, and will carry it and carry the message forth, and will be doing what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping that we can get 10, 20 more people that are doing what you're doing, and that would really keep the message moving forward. So this year it's been great so far.
Amen. And listen to this, Derek. I don't know whether you were on the line when we were talking about the left forum that they have in New York every year. Do you know anything about that?
Okay. That is a form of activists or something like that?
Yeah, activists. And what we can do, on Saturday and Sunday, we can have our own thing going. We can have, for 2 hours, and we will get a chance for people. It's going to be from 4,000 to probably 6,000, maybe even more, maybe even 10,000 people be there. Last year, they had about 6,000. When I was in Detroit, they had 20,000. So here's what I was thinking. I was thinking that next year we start making plans to be there and get a chance to speak out about this and bring other people in. That as we go into the what's called, we can pass out DVDs and literature to all these people. These are activists who's willing to stand with us. So,
right.
And I think that would be good. So, listen, we can kick that around for a little while, Derek, and decide how we're going to do it. And because we'll have a couple of hours to do this. And we can bring, people, we make sure people get up and speak, give them X amount of time to speak. Someone who, especially Dorothy, I think she's one of the ladies, and I'm going to see where the judge come also. And what we want to do, we want to make sure that we bring people in that can articulate exactly what's going on. And that's important. Also, one other thing before I bring on Ed here. I want to say that we plan on going to Washington, and I'm looking at June. So far, we got a commitment from one, but we need about two or three to actually sit down with us, either the Senate or the House, either one. But if we have to stick with just that one, we'll go deal with that one. So that's what we're looking at right now. So on that note, Derek, if you got something to say, you got about 30 seconds to say it, then I got to move on.
Okay. Basically, I just want to reiterate what you're doing is really on the right track, and also encourage people in our community to make alliances, and some of them do. And it's fruitful in most instances. And that's how we got the Who Is Elisha Lam movie started, because Sean in our community is friends with these filmmakers.
Okay.
And they started to share with each other, and they became aware that this was happening, and so they committed themselves. I mean, this group, once they got it, they realized how important this was, and they dropped everything. They spent a whole month working on this movie. So there are a lot of people that once they really get the message of the importance of what is really happening to all these people across the country, they realize that, hey, this is something I really need to make a commitment to. And so that's how that happened. So hopefully we'll make some more alliances on that level.
Well, you know what? We will. We're looking forward to these young folks coming in and doing the things that they need to do. So, Derek, on that note, I got to move on. Absolutely. Ahir, how do you pronounce your name? 256.
Hi, Reverend Pinkney. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Go right ahead.
Okay. It's Sahara, like Sahara Desert, but no A at the end.
Okay. Sahara Desert. I just love it. I just love it, Sahara Derek, Desert. So, yeah. So, listen, some of the things that we're doing and what we are trying to do now, we're trying to bring people together to fight together. And my whole thing, I'm good at bringing people together. And I want to make sure that people be on the same page and willing to take care of each other. You see, we have to,
absolutely,
sometimes you have to move yourself out the way and say, well, hey, I'm going to help Ken Rose, or I'm going to help Ali, or I'm going to help Gloria, I'm going to help Elvira, I'm going to help people, you know. And then that way, you out there doing stuff, it's not about you. When it's not about you, you can get a lot of stuff done. I know one of the things my wife, she always tell me, that I put other people before everything. And it's only partially true, you see. I know that when you're on a mission, you have to be on that mission. Because nowadays you can get sidetracked about with anything. So I want to make sure that people understand. But listen, I know you got something to say, so you go ahead and say, Sahara.
Well, I could answer any question, but I'm not sure exactly what you'd like me to say. I will say something related to what you and Derek have just said.
Okay.
The Who is Eliza Lamb video that Derek recommended I watch, I went ahead and I started watching. I didn't finish it completely yet, but I saw that in the video they had footage of her in the hotel, and she looked like she was trying to avoid someone that might have been following her. She looked very skittish, and she was poking her head out at different floors and things like that. And I was in a very similar situation, especially in around 2007. That's when the targeting in my case was most blatant. And related to something that you just said, I found that there seems to be a lot of overlap with different types of human trafficking, including sex trafficking, but not limited to that type of labor trafficking, essentially. It seems like some of the organized perpetrators' goals includes trying to get people under mind control so that they can basically enslave them to make them do whatever they want, and probably to make them into an organized perpetrator as well.
Absolutely. You know what? You are right on the money. And I think I asked you this earlier. You were not in the service. Is that correct?
No, I have not been in any kind of military or intelligence service, but there was something I thought might be relevant to that question. I did work for Fox News Channel, specifically on health news, health and technology-related news, technology with regard to health. It wasn't for a very long period of time, and actually I was being targeted while I was there, and I was offered to extend my contract, but I did not take the extension because it was such a hostile work environment, not from the people above me, but from the people at and below me, my level. And so I just moved on from there. But I have some experience with doing research, and I found there have been some patterns. And one of them is it's definitely not limited to this, but people who have been in households of people who have worked in military or intelligence, or heaven forbid, the overlap of military intelligence, they seems like there's extensive files kept on the household members, even if they have not directly worked for those agencies or fields. And I think that might be a factor in my case, because my stepfather is a retired psychiatrist now, and he formerly used to work for the FBI, and he is one of the expert guest speakers that kindly appeared in my documentary presentation to the attention of the Presidential Commission for the Study of Bioethical Issues. And may I mention my YouTube channel that it's featured on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's on chinyere.com. That's chinyeredotcom. So I've had
repeat that
there.
Again, please.
Sure, is CHIN is in Nancy, YereDotCom. And that's the channel on YouTube. So it's youtube.com/chinyere.com. Because my last name is Chinyere. And it's been the featured video on there since I posted it for that, the November meeting that they had.
Very good. Very good. Listen to me. When you first discovered that you was a TI,
mm-hmm,
what was your reaction?
It was a very slow, gradual process for me. It wasn't like a very quick light bulb thing. It took multiple years, and I could hardly believe it myself. So that's one reason I don't get too upset. I don't tend to get too upset when people say, that sounds so far out in the zone, it's hard to believe, because I was experiencing it, and I kept thinking, oh, I'm having bad luck, that's so coincidental. And, you know, and this was embarrassing to me because, you know, I was actually a university scholar at New York University. I was on a full merit scholarship, supposedly for being one of the brightest students around. And I just, you know, I thought, well, this is really stupid. These people have been doing this to me for years and years. And I'm just now realizing that, you know, that the, I guess what I've decided to realize is that a lot of times people's facts are correct, but their conclusions are what I'm more suspicious of, including my own. So I knew certain facts, like I was experiencing, I was being victimized by real estate racketeering people in Colorado, which it seems to be particularly bad in some places like Colorado. And I was specifically in Aurora, Colorado, USA. And so they were trying to take the home equity in the house, and they were trying to drive me out, and they were doing all sorts of strange things. And they had city people come and write me up for supposedly overgrown grass, you know, in wintertime in Colorado, and things like that. And they always had somebody right outside the front of the house in a car with blackout windows. And I thought they were primarily there for intimidation purposes. But then I started noticing a lot of electrical disturbances as well, because I was doing, you know, working on some videos and things like that. But at the time, I was not working on videos related to targeting, because I didn't know that the targeting like that existed. And then one of the things that happened is I found that a certain doctor that I mentioned to you, and I'm going to go ahead and say his name if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. He's deceased now. He died toward the end of either 2011 or 2012, but his name was Dr. John Sabarbaro, and he was the medical director of University Physicians Incorporated. And he started to pop up as a name that was interfering with my health at the University of Colorado Hospital at Fitzsimmons. And so I started doing some research, and that's a, what they call a, quote, former military-based hospital location, but it seems like it really still continues on as a military-based hospital research location. It's just that they got renamed since they got some money donated from a wealthy family. And so, but I think they still refer to it typically as University of Colorado Hospital at Fitzsimmons. They just leave out the military-based part of the name. And so, you know, I started to check, well, what's this Dr. Sabarbaro up to? And I just send you an email. I wanted to let you know, because my communications get interfered with a lot. So if you don't see it, please let me know. I sent you an email with 8 links in it. And one of the links is that it's to a document that shows that Dr. Sabarbaro appeared before a U.S. Senate Appropriations Committee. And he's the head of University Physicians Incorporated. And they supply the physicians to all the University of Colorado hospitals, maybe outside of Colorado as well, but basically they're the government hospitals, and also to Denver Health Hospital, which used to be called Denver General Hospital, the main one in Denver, Colorado, USA. And then I found out, well, I started seeing, you know, is he involved in any kind of, you know, nefarious research, basically, for lack of a better word. And I found that, indeed, that same group of physicians, University Physicians Incorporated, was the group of physicians there involved with Polyheme, P-O-L-Y-H-E-M-E, Polyheme Artificial Blood Nonconsensual Human Experimentation. And what they were doing, now, I don't think I was part of that experimentation, but what they were doing was that they were taking people that were not in a state that they could consent, and because they were in an emergency situation, like critically injured, and so that they needed blood. And they were administering to them without their consent the artificial blood. And the problem with that, it might hold some promise for future, but the past and probably ongoing problem with that is that people that were receiving the artificial blood and without consent, they were more likely to die and develop serious complications and have a worse outcome than people who received real bona fide blood. And so that was something that was exposed by ABC News. And then I realized that this group of doctors headed by this particular doctor that was showing too much interest in my case negative interest of my house that, you know, they were involved with some non-consensual human experimentation. Now, what exactly he got appropriations, you know, may have gotten to do with appropriations funding for, I'm not sure, but I also learned that those appropriations committees are where a lot of what they call black budget and covert budget, covert operations funding goes through.
Wow, that, you know, that's amazing. What if I sit here and said that, Sahara, that don't sound like that can be true. What would you tell me?
I would basically do, one thing I recommend to people that I would say that I've done myself is I usually don't try to tell them orally unless I have a computer in front of me and I'm very organized and able to concentrate, like not at a time when people are mowing, you know, right outside your window, which a lot of times is like a noise campaign for targets. When you're trying to do something like this, like a radio program, which actually started right when we were starting the call, so they start with the lawnmower right outside your window or the blower and this and that. But I came to a room that I can't hear it that well, so I'm okay. But I would recommend being in a space yourself and also the person you're talking to, making sure they're in a space where you can communicate well. And, you know, in a mental space, too, like don't try to talk to people when they're too stressed about something else. And then I would also recommend that you have, you know, either a book, like, you know, potentially Dr. Hall's book or Dr. Duncan's book or something like that on targeting. I think Dr. Hall's is called Satellite Terrorism in America, A New Breed Satellite Terrorism in America. And Dr. Duncan's is called Project Soul Catcher. And so I would have a book like that to help inform people and or some, especially some brief links, because books take a long time to go through, and people are so busy nowadays. They just seem to get busier and busier and hardly getting enough sleep. So I would also, and I think that's to help get people under mind control really too, is this tendency, this trending toward keeping people working, you know, extreme hours has become very average. Mm-hmm. And so they can't really sleep properly and they can't really think properly and they're more easily, you know, just kept under mind control. But I would also, you know, like I tried to do some videos that are very short to show people that there's something nefarious going on with non-consensual human experimentation. And the last Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance newsletter in April this year, 2013. There was a letter from me in there where I included a link to a 34-second video, and it shows a screen capture that I produced just to show that the report that I've actually known the organized perpetrators in my case to reference. It's a report by that was drawn to Senator Barbara Boxer's attention on human pesticide experiments. That's the name of the report. It's dated June 2005. And I thought, why are my organized perpetrators making reference to a U.S. senator? And so that was one of the things that happened early on in my case, too, just a clue of something that was going on that was bigger, a lot bigger than me and a lot bigger than even just, you know, one city or state. And then I found out bigger than one country because I went to Canada, where I was born, to try to get away from the organized stalking and electronic harassment, and it didn't even skip a day.
All right.
Now I'm back in the States.
Very good. You did good. So in other words, when you make sure that, you know, you have something to support whatever you're saying.
Yes, and I try to give them some short.
I really appreciate it. We only got an hour, and you did a great job. We're going to talk again after the show.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Reverend 16.
And,
okay.
Hey, I really appreciate that. That was really good.
Oh, me too. Thank you. I've been very skittish. People have asked me to talk before. I've written a lot about it, but I've been very skittish about actually speaking about it. And from talking with you earlier today, you just gave me the confidence to go ahead and talk with you on your call tonight. So thank you for inviting me.
Hey, listen, you did great. We'll talk after the show.
Okay.
All right. 313, are you there? 229. Hello? 313-229. Okay, well then I'll move on. Five two zero four six.
That's me.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing there?
I'm doing great. This is Reverend Pinckney. Who are you?
My name is Kathy.
Okay.
And I just wanted to share something about what I'm doing at this point in time.
Okay.
Okay.
Go right ahead, Kathy.
I support a lot of Christian ministries. And I have been writing these people and sending them my stories. And I'm also calling prayer lines, and I'm telling them who I am and what I am and how this affects millions of people all over the world. And I have them pray for other people that I contact all over the, I contact people all over the country to pray with them, listen to their problems, other TIs. And I think it's really, really vital to stay in touch with the spiritual aspect of this.
Absolutely.
Because it's a spiritual battle. In fact, it's such a integral part of this whole problem is that the New World Order is establishing their mind control tactics at this point in time. And as we know, that is biblical. And that was predicted in the Bible that this would happen.
Absolutely.
So what I'm doing is, and God is leading me in this. He's indicated to me that this is my ministry, is to talk to TIs, to listen to them, to draw them to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to call other ministries and tell them about our plight. And I have. And, you know, I actually, one of the ministries that I call is the television network Daystar. And do you know that those people know me down there now? They say, oh, this is Miss Catherine, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, it is. How are you doing today, Miss Catherine? Oh, I'm fine. You know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I have been told by more than one person down there that everybody down there knows me.
Well, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. But, you know, you're doing good. You keep spreading the word about these TI individuals, because that's what we have to do. And so when people
yeah.
hear the word TI, they don't be saying that, you know, that's not true, that's not happening. I think even myself, when I first heard about a TI, you know, the first thing that came to my mind, these people are out of their mind. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
My
mm-hmm.
exact words. I said they nuts, you know. And I ran across this guy here in Benton Harbor, and I used to talk to him all the time. And one day I was talking to him, and he was saying he's being attacked right then and there, right before my very eyes. And I said, amazing. I never thought that I would see something. And then I started talking to him even more because I wanted to know. Then I ran into my TIs now, and I'm into it, and I don't know what it's going to do to stop me. But listen, we don't have any more time. But I just want to say this to everybody. Don't forget to be on the show Sunday. The number is 347-994-3644. And I want every single person to work together. We're not going to be fighting with each other. We're going to make sure that we stay together and spread the word. Everybody get out and work. Do something. Make some copies. And those of you who are out there who may have a few dollars, send it in to Ken Rose. Send it to him. That way we can have some money to go places. When people don't have money to go, we'll find money so everybody can be there. Our goal is to be in Washington, D.C., I think the third week of June. That's what we're looking at. It's not written in stone, but that's what we're looking at. We're going to be all over the country. Danny Glover is going to be here in Benton Harbor, October the 5th. Save your money so you can come. And also, next year, we're going to be at Pace University. So let's get this thing together, stand tall, And I'm going to have to say goodnight to everybody because we don't have any more time. And I'll see you all Sunday, 5 p.m., 5 p.m. Eastern time. Have a good night, everybody. Good night, all.